Okay, this perek, Tehillim, Ayin Hey 75. This takes us through this perek by the Shem as we finish it. Takes us through the halfway point in Sefer Tehillim, 150 prakim, and this is number 75. And this perek, Lamaseach Al Tashches. We don't always have a command or a theme already in the first perek, but that's in the first pasuk. That's what it says. Al Tashches, we call out to Hashem, please save us. Al Tashches, Mizmer LaAsav Shir, please save us. And this is a perek about recognizing the idea that Rosham are going to get it in the future, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really in charge, and we believe that. Again, after a perek of about the previous perek and the previous two perek about Tzadik Baralo, Rashi Vatovlo, and the previous perek about Hashem saving us in the Gullus, says perek is a call out to God, call out to Hashem, but a recognition that He is in charge. So Lamaseach Al Tashches, right? It starts off, please don't let us be destroyed. Says the Meiri, right here on the pasuk, Hamizmar Yeresh in Yano Nomar Al Tekifas Hatzaris Ba'is Kirav Hagula. It's about the tzaris, one after another, as the geula becomes closer. Vezet Inyan Al Tashches Ki Lerov Tekifas Hatzaris, because there are so many. Shetia Ba'osozman, that will be at that time. Yivalu Kol Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael will be confused and shaken up. Vesoch Zeim Ra Davapachad, and will be scared. That's where we start off. Please save us. We don't have so many casualties. So, Al Tashches, the theme of this is, as the Geula comes, Hashem have Rachmanis. Al Tashches, Mizmar La'asaf Shir. Another Asaf. Hodinu Lecha Elokim. Hashem, we will thank you. Hodinu, V'karov Shemecha. Hodinu, thank you. A double Lashon of Hodinu. What's the double Lashon of Hodinu? So, it says Rashi. Hodinu Lecha Elokim. Al HaTova, Hodinu Af Al HaRa'a. Not only on the Tova, but even on the Ra'a. Right? The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that Kishem Shemavarchin Al HaTova, Kach Mavarchin Al HaRa'a. It's Samach Amabes. Chayvan Mavarch Al HaTova, Kach Mavarch Al HaRa'a. That's the Mishnah. So what does that mean? Does that mean you make the same bracha as the Gemara? My Chayv Lavarch Al HaRa'a, Kishem Shemavarch Al HaTova. Ilema Kishem Shemavarch Al HaTova, HaTova HaMetiv. Kach Mavarch Al HaRa'a, HaTova HaMetiv. That's wrong. The Atzadan Albasaros Tovos Omer HaTova HaMetiv. Albasaros Ros Omer Barach Tehemes. So what does it mean that we Kishem Marava Lo Nitzrcha Ela LeKibulinhu B'Simcha? It means to accept it with Simcha. To say the bracha of HaTova HaMetiv and Dina Emes, what does Simcha mean? Trying to feel close to Hashem. Doesn't mean I'm happy, I'm joking around. That's not Simcha. Amar Vacha Bar Levi Maikra, Chesed Ve'emes, Ashira, L'cha Hashem Azameira. But Chesed and Mishpat, I will sing to Hashem. Im Chesed, Ashira. V'im Mishpat, Ashira. Right, both of them, Chesed or Mishpat, I will both sing. Or another Pasuk, also in Tehillim, Bashem Ahalel Davar, Belokim Ahalel Davar. Right, Bashem, Yudke Vavke, Bashem Ahalel Davar, Zemida Tova. Belokim Ahalel Davar, Zumida Piranus, that's din. Again, all these psukim. Bitanchlo mamar. You can think about different themes, but again, one of them is from connected to us, like our Rashi. Kos Yeshuos Esa uvishem Hashem Ekra. Tzar v'yago Nemsa uvishem Hashem Ekra. V'rabana namar mehacha. Finally, the last pasuk. All of those are in Tehillim, but finally, the pasuk in Iov. Hashem Nasan v'Hashem Lakach yihi shem Hashem Mivarach. But that is the idea of being a kaba v'simcha, the tova and the ra. The Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Brachos, see, he says in Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel, v'chayev adam levarech al hara'a bitovas nefesh, kederach shemevarech al hatova b'simcha. The Rambam doesn't use the word simcha when it comes to ra'a, because it can't be b'simcha, but he calls it bitovas nefesh, goodness of the soul, recognizing that the person is in a place with Hashem, and accepting that. So that's chayev adam levarech al ra'a bitovas nefesh, kederach shemevarech al hatova b'simcha, shenemar, included in this ahava, this ava yesera, right? What it says, b'chal avavcha, afilu ba'esh yetzar lo yodev yeshabech b'simcha. That's the Rambam. So he mentions b'simcha at the end. So that's hodinu l'chalohim, hodinu. So also maybe reminds us a little bit of the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi in Parshas B'Shalach discusses that when we say a thank you on the Yeshua, our attitude has to be not just for the Yeshua. What do we say on Al Anisim? V'Al Neflos, V'Al Shos, V'Al Melchamos. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we recognize it's all part of the divine plan. And the Beis Halevi says, well, I'll just read his Yesod first. He says, "Demai tikun uzet ashira nemra boso teva ubelashon." Right, he says, it's based on the Medrash of Oz. Oz Yasher Moshe. Amar Moshe, ba'oz chatasi, sha'amarti, me'oz basi, ladaber al paro, heira lamazeh, ba'oz ani omar shira. So what, it's just a word game? So what does it mean? So says the Beis Halevi, raka inyan, bine mishu, b'tzar chalila, if somebody's going through a difficult time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ozer Hashem helps him, umatzilo, v'nosin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shalach v'hodoya, latova sha'asulo, and he gives hodoya and thanks to Hashem for helping him. Yesh bazeh shnei ofanim v'chalukim heim harbei. Right, there are two ways that he can thank, and they're very different from each other. Im ikar simchaso shel ha'adam, u'masha v'shabeach l'shmo yisbarhu rak avor tovaso shekibel, is it just because of the goodness that we got? V'atzalaso me'atzar, halo yugdal, lo yugdal simchaso yoser, mi'alo ha'yatzar b'kodem. I'd rather have not had this difficult situation, but once I had it, I can thank Hashem. And the ikar simcha is only for the hatzala. Aval ha'shira sh'am remosha v'yisrael, but the shira of az yashir, az lo haye ikar simchasam alzeh. It wasn't just that they were saved. Yes, through the whole process of Shibud Mitzrayim, there was Kvod Shemayim, and we became Am Yisrael. And Hashem's name was glorified.
So the Shira was also mentioned and went on the Shibud, Kamala Gaula.
And that's the Uz. I'm saying Shira even on the Uz Basi Al Parah, Heira Lamazah. Vizeo, and that's what it says later on in Tehillim, Odecha Kiani Sani. That is the Beis Halevi, and that's what Rashi says here. Rashi says the double lashon of hodinu. Hodinu l'chay elokim on the goodness, the hodinu even on the difficult times. V'karov shemecha. And I know your name is Karov. Continuing this theme, V'karov shemecha. There is a Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Chagiga that discusses, sometimes we think of Hester Panim, but really, it's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes. The Rinas Yisrael discusses this. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Hei, other Achronim, there was a min. Amaleyahu mina l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. There was a heretic that was talking to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Ama, and they were doing pantomime. They were acting things out in front of the king. Ama da'jinu mari la'ape, mine. So what happens? The min turned around in front of Yeshua ben Chananya. And then Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya stuck out his hand. So the king says, what's going on here? What does all this mean? So he asks Rabbi Shua Hananya, what the min mean? What he did, he says, oh, he meant that Hashem has turned his back on us. It's Hester Panim. Ah, so the king says, okay, to the min, okay, what did Rabbi Shua Hananya mean? So the min says, I have no idea. He says, how could you play a game and you have no idea? So yes, Rabbi Shua Hananya says, Od Yado Nituya Aleinu. Even though it looks like Hester, his yad is still out. The Rinas Yisrael quotes from the Gra, the beginning of Esther. Shahamin ta'an debeis galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino manigu mashgiach aleihem. Hashem is not involved b'shaz galus. Rabbi Yeshua ana lo da'af be'ez galusenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashgiach aleinu v'os alenu nisim. That's od yado nituya. His hand is still outstretched. And that's what Karov Shemecha, he suggests. Karov Shemecha, your name is still close, right? Od yado nituya. Sipru nifla usecha. They have declared and announced your niflos. Ki ekach moed ani meisharim eshpot. What does that mean? When I have a time, ekach moed, Rashi says, when I have a yantif, when we have holidays, we don't party. Einanu asukim benivol peo bakalas rosh gachol agoyim ani meisharim eshpot. I meisharim, right, straight, and the scharva onesh, and I recognize we focus on what we should be focusing on, the ultimate scharva onesh, being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a malbim on this pasuk. And the Reb Baruch Ber Levavitz quoted that when Reb Chaim Soloveitchik read this Malbim, he said it had to have been said in Ruach HaKodesh. There's no way, unless there was Ruach HaKodesh, the Malbim on this Pasuk, Perek Ayin Hei, Pasuk Gimel and Dalet, Ki Ekach Moe, says the Malbim, the world, as we know, stands on various pillars. As we know, the Mishnah says, Ashozram Holam Omeid, Holam Kayam, but imagine the world, says the Malbim, like a table. There's four legs, a couple of legs under the world that's supporting it. And then under that, there's a flat floor and there's one.
and there's one leg. So there's one yesod that's holding everything up. And that's Yashrus. Yamlitz shahameisharim v'hayosher hu ha-yesod sha'alav ha'olam omed. The yosher and Yashrus is what the world stands on. V'yitzayer ki'ilu ha'aretz omedes al hamudim. It's like, imagine the world is standing on pillars. V'amudei ha'aretz mechoninim, and the pillars of the world are on al basis echad, shehi ha-meisharim v'hayosher. K'moshim litzu chazal amud echad ha'olam omed v'tzadik shemo. Right, tzidkus, Yashrus, that's the ultimate. Va'apize, imnitzayer, ki yismotate. And this is continuing that, again, the Schar Va'onish Va'Kadosh Baruch Hu, that there's a purpose for everything we do, and Hashem recognizes it. So he says, ki ekach mo'ed. So he reads it like this, ki ekach mo'ed, when I take mo'ed from the word ham'ada v'hismotetus, meaning shaky. Ki ekach mo'ed, if I take away, if I take the mo'ed, I take weakness, ani me'sharim eshpot. But the yashrus of the mishpat of Hashem starts being shaky. That's the word moed from the word hamada, shaky. Then what happens? The whole world falls apart. Nemogim eretz v'chol yoshveha. Then the whole world will melt and fall apart. Anochi, but rather, what do? Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, tikanti amudei ha'sela. I am metakein. I fix the amudim. The amudim, the amud of the world, which is yashrus, which is schar va'onesh, that is what the Malbim says, and that is what Reb Chaim was very excited about. If you look in the Be'er Yosef has another pshat based on Reb Zelig Ruvain Bengis. It's quoted also in other Sfarim as well, giving a pshat of this pasuk, and that is the Be'er Yosef writes at the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, and he discusses there a couple of questions: why did the Shvatim have to go six on Har Grizim, six on Har Evo, and the Kohanim in the middle? Just say the brachas and the klalos. You have to like act it out. What do you have to act it out for? So he says, because Chazal tell us, and the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Teshuva, that we have to think of ourselves always as Mechza al Mechza. And the next act that we're going to do is going to be Machria the world. She Yisrael kiilu ha-mechza ro'i lebracha b'shul shekimu es ha-Torah. V'mechza lehefech, and you see it in front of you, you see half and half. And that's Re'ei. Re'an ochi nosu b'fechem bracha u'klala. We have to see the whole world, like the Rambam says, "Hainu shekol yachid tzarach lirosu listakel shaharabim tuliyim bo." The whole world is totally on me. V'shekol yachid b'maasehu, every yachid in his actions, yuchal lizakosamu lahalosim, I can lift them up, kamaylo shel tzadikim, o lahoritam chas v'shalom l'madreka tachton, or bring them down. And that's anochi nosei l'fnechem hayom. Every single day, I have to feel this hayom. And then he quotes in the footnote here that he heard b'shem Reb Zelig Ruvain Bengis. That's the pshat in our psukim. Ki ekach moed, haynu shebechol moed, v'zman she'ekach. Every moment moed here, the pashup pshat of moed, and that is every moment in time, ani meisharim eshpot. I will, what is that? Eshpot ve'esbonein ala olam ki'ilu hu meisharim. Ani, I will judge the world as if it's meishar, which means equal, which means half and half. Shave b'shave. Mechza zechuyos u'mechza avonos. Like it says, la'olam yira adam. I'll always think about this. And I can do two things. Either I could shake the whole world. One act that I do improperly, the whole world could teeter and fall. But the other side, anochi, one act, tikanti amudei ha'sela. I could strengthen the whole world. She'uchal aydei mitzvah achas lahachriya atzmi, to turn me v'chol olam l'kavzchus v'az tikati emodaseha. That is the pasuk. Again, ani ekach moed, every time. Let's read it about like Rav Bingus. So every time, ani mei sharim eshpot, I will judge this situation as yashar, as equal, as balanced, as half and half in front of me. Nemo gemeres v'chol yoshveha. So if I make the wrong decision, I make the whole world teeter and all of those inhabitants. Anochi tikanti amudei ha'sela, but it goes through the opposite. I could fix it and strengthen it, and in that way, bring up the whole world. One other thought on this pasuk. Again, this pasuk is jam-packed. Is Rashi. Rashi says this is about the past. Nemogim eretz v'chol yoshveha. The whole world was shaky. It was in limbo until anochi. Maybe it's a reference to anochi Hashem alokecha, to Maimed Har Sinai, tikanti amudei ha'sela. And that's what Rashi quotes here. Anochi amcha Yisrael, tikanti amudei ha'sela. Kishamarti Nasa V'nishma. When we said Nasa V'nishma, when we fulfilled the tachlis of the world, right? The Gemara says Yom Hashishi. The whole world was held in abeyance and held in limbo until We said Nasa v'Nishma. In that way, we were able to solidify the world in that way. There is an important discussion of the Nasa v'Nishma. We'll say it like this, right? The Rav Simcha Bunim wondered, why is it that Nasa v'Nishma, we said in Lashon Rabbim, Nasa v'Nishma, we will do and we will listen? Shouldn't it have been Esav v'Eshma? I'll do it. How do I know what everybody else was thinking? How could Bnei Yisrael have all said Nasa v'Nishma? It should be the Esav v'Eshma. So maybe you could answer based on what the Meshech Chachma says. He doesn't quote the Meshech Chachma. Obviously, it lived around the same time. But the question that's asked by Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Peches, why does it mean that Kavalei Makadi gets Hashem held the mountain over our heads like a barrel? Didn't we say Nasa v'Nishma? We'll do it. We were happy to do it. Right, so what do you have to, Shem have to force us? Tosfos gives one answer, but another answer is, the Meshech Chachma says this, the Darkei Moser says this, and others say it, that really, we did it willingly. But it was ki'ilu, it was forced. It was ki'ilu, it was so clear to us that this is what we had to do, so then, that's why it was ki'ilu, it was kafal amarka gigas. So it says of Simcha Bunim, I'll give you a mashal. Right, how do they say nase and not e'ese? How do they say we? Imagine if there's a warden in a jail that decides for 2 weeks not to give the people in jail water. Not to give them his prisoners water. After 2 weeks, he comes in with a bunch of water and he says, who wants water? And they say, oh, I'll take some. I'm not sure about my friends. No, they all say, we want water. Right? We want it because they realize this is clarity. This is what they need. So says that's what happened to Nasa v'Nishma. It was so clear to them that this is what they had to do. So there was nothing to talk about. And therefore, Nasa v'Nishma was the Tikanti Amudecha Sela, as it says here. That's how when we made the world be strengthened. Maybe even this, the Maharal's pshat of Tosfos is even alluded to in this pasuk, in this pshat. Because remember, what did Tosfos answer to that question? Nasa v'Nishma Kavla Marka Gigas, the top Tosfos, Peches Ben Aleph and Shabbos. Tosfos says, well, maybe they would have. They did say Nasa v'Nishma, but maybe they would have been Choser Bo when their neshama is left and they saw the fire. So Hashem had to force it. Yes, the Maharal, what do you mean they had to force it? Like, why do they have to? So wait till they're about to retract. Give him a chance. So the Maharal says, Tosfos doesn't really mean it. Tosfos just means that the world cannot live in a relative existence. It has to live in an absolute existence. The world exists because Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah. But once they accepted the Torah, Hashem didn't want to have the world dependent on a decision which at any time could be undone. And that's why he made it absolute, and he was machriach the relationship, so it was permanent. And he even gives a mashal, like what's a medrash, which we don't know where this medrash is. He compares kafalei makagigas to velosia liisha lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav. When a man is mahanis a woman, he's never allowed to divorce her. He has to stay with her forever. Lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav, and that is what is suggested by the Maharal to explain Tosfos. But maybe that's also connected. Anochi Tikanti Amudim, I strengthened the Amudim. I've done the Amudim. That's exactly what we did with Nasa v'Nishma at Kavala Markagikas. Okay, we continue. Amarti laholu levalta holu. I said to those that joke around, don't do it. V'la Rasham al tarimu karen, don't lift up your horn because you're going to pay for it in the future. Al tarimu lamorum karnachem. Don't lift up your horn to up high to dabru b'tzavar asak with a high neck. To speak crookedness, kilomi motze umimara, velomi midbar harim, right? Not from the east to the west, from the midbar to the from midbar. The haughtiness is not coming from there. The Radak quotes a Chazal. This word harim is the only time harim doesn't mean harim. It means harama, to be lifted up. Romamus, being high and greatness does not come from motze mayra of midbar, going from this way that way. Ki Elokim shofet, Hashem judges. Ze yashpil v'ze yarim. Hashem judges, and Hashem up and down. Hashem is mashpil, Hashem is yarim, and one has to recognize that he is in charge. There's a beautiful medrash in the beginning of Ayetze, on Zayish Pel Vazayarim, that where one of the Minim asks, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do all day? Right, since my Sabratius, right, isn't there, he's been busy, so what does he do all day? So there's different midrashim. Some midrashim say, he's been busy making shiduchim. That's one of the midrashim, that's what he does all day. But there's another medrash. Right, this is in Parsha Samaches. Amr lo, mahu oseh, beyoso shavad achshav. What Amatrunisa asks to Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. Right, what does he do all day? So Amar Kash Baruch Hu Yoshev u Mezavek Zivugim Bito Shaploni Laploni. He makes shiduchim. Ishus Bani Leploni, Mamash Bani Leploni, Amarlo. What do you mean? It's so hard to make Shiduchim. That's the story where she takes her 500 male servants and 500 female servants, puts them together the next morning. This one has a black eye and this one is this. And he realizes, oh, must be that it's not so easy. But there's another medrash there that says, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do all day? Ose sulamos. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes ladders. Ze yashpil v'ze yarim. Meaning people's lives. We all have ups and downs in lives. Nobody has all up and nobody has all down. Right, there's ups and downs. That's based on this pasuk. Ze yashpil v'ze yarim. Hashem's in charge. Kikos b'yan Hashem. Because the cup, Rashi says, of Tar'ila, the cup of Tsaris is b'yan Hashem, and v'yayin chemar chamar malei mesach. And the wine is already mixed in his hand. V'yagam is in. He's going to pour it out. Ach chamar yibsu yishtu, and they'll have to drink the dregs and everything in the cup. Kol rishay aretz. But the Radak says, kozeh we, the Jews have already drunk. Kfar shasu yisrael bagalos. U'bekibetz galios, yishtu oso hagoyim risham shabahem. Mekibas Galias, that they're going to drink it also. Va'ani agid lo'olam, but Zamanelach ends off. I will say, Azamra le'lokei Yaakov. I sing out to the God of Yaakov, V'chol karni risham agadeya. The karen of risham will be cut down. T'romamna karnot tzadik. The karen of the tzadik will be lifted up. Just to end with a gematria, and Kido Kamotzi Shal Rav here quotes a verse from the Magid Mishklov. He says, Karne Rishayim. The Karne are the corners. The corner of Rishayim, right? What's the corner of Rishayim? The word Rishayim, Resh and Mem. Resh and Mem, Ram, Hayap, that's Gematria Amalek. So Hashem's going to take the Karen of the Rishayim, the Resh and the Mem, the two sides of the Rasha, and cut it down. And Osan Agadea, and the Turomanan will lift up the Karnos of the Tzaddik. What's the Karnos of the Tzaddik? That's the Tzadi and the Kuf, that's Kates. That's Kates. Hashem's going to lift it up at the Kates and bring us the Gula. Be'ez Hashem, it should happen soon. And Baruch Hashem, it's a Siyum on the first half of Sefer Tehillim.